Everybody, Johnny Storm, don't speak. News you're not supposed to speak about. Well, from the HalTurnerRadioShow.com, there's a single report from one news outlet in Israel claiming a chlorine gas attack took place inside Idlib, Syria today at the direct order of President Assad. Now, there's no social media mention of any such attack. I've been checking on my Twitter feeds as well, including Sputnik, and I can't find anything as of yet. But as updates appear, either here or elsewhere, I will let you know. But it's what we all predicted and expected. Well, speaking of which, I found this interview on Sputnik with Senator Richard Black. And he's one of the few that have been speaking the truth. Maybe the only one that's been speaking the truth, along with maybe Rand Paul. In the Senate or Congress, that's telling the truth about this thing. That isn't taking the deep state line. So staged gas attacks and U.S. shortcomings. U.S. Senator tells Sputnik about Syria trip. Now, Black went over there. He's met with Assad twice now. He spent 3 hours with the man. And his assessment is that he's highly intelligent and deeply cares for his people. And if they want him gone, he will gladly step down if it's the will of his people. So a completely different picture than what the deep state and Western media would tell you Assad really is. Now, down here, I highlighted the chemical weapons portion of this interview, and I'll put the link to this interview in the description. I recommend you read it. It's really good. And like I said, this senator's one of the few that has dared to stand up to the deep state and tell the truth about this. Excuse me. So here we go. Sputnik asked this question. What about the issue of chemical weapons? Because, of course, it's been in the media. Western media has been saying Assad would likely use chemical weapons. Did this issue also come up? Senator Black answered this way. I have studied the Syrian war for 7 years. I started studying it because I studied Libya. What were we attacking Libya for? They never attacked anyone. And that led to the fact that we were capturing Libyan weapons so that we could ship them to Turkey and use them to stage an invasion of Syria. I've studied each of these gas attack provocations with the exception of Douma. And every one of them has been carried out by terrorists, often in conjunction with Turkey or with other foreign intelligence agencies. He said, in Douma, there is a very strange situation that has never been disclosed in the media. British intelligence began warning several weeks earlier that there was going to be a gas attack in Douma, that the Syrians were going to carry it out. Sounds just like today, folks. And the Tiger forces of the Syrian army launched an attack from an unexpected direction, and they captured the chemical laboratory that the rebels intended to use to stage the gas attack that they would blame on the Syrian government. The terrorists gave up, and the battle progressed. Finally, the rebels had to surrender, and they staged a false gas attack. There was never a gas attack in Douma. I know that because a very dear friend of mine, Pearson Short, who works for One America News, which is a fine broadcast system, he happened to be in Damascus at the time, and he dashed down with nothing but a taxi driver and interpreter, and he went to the place where the gas attack was supposedly held. He questioned many, many ordinary people who had no connection with the government, and he said, what's happening with the gas attack? Where are the casualties? And everybody said, what gas attack? We haven't heard anything about a gas attack. It was all staged and fake. There was a sort of pattern on these things. I began to pick up in the British media about 4 weeks ago these panic announcements that Syria was going to use gas. To me, it's always a signal that they're about to stage one of these gas attacks. I think there's a very real danger. No American journalist has ever asked if Syria had gas in the first place. If they were so desperate to use gas, why don't they use it against the terrorists? There are 50,000 terrorists in the province of Idlib. Why do they always use them against women and baby strollers and old men? There's no answer to it. It's irrational. No rational person would believe that this was possible. And I'll leave it there. But it's a very good read. I highly suggest it. Once again, I'll put the link in the description. But Senator Richard Black, one of the few in the government whatsoever at all that's telling the truth about this thing. So I'll follow up on this report later on the chlorine gas attack supposedly in Syria that just happened. Once again, right as of now, there's only a single media outlet, according to Hal here, that's reporting on it. So I will keep my eye on it throughout the day and update you if something important comes around. All right. God bless. Take care. Johnny Storm. Don't speak.